Today I want to talk about solving problems, or more to the point, not solving them. I'll start off by saying that every one of us is stuck somewhere between the proverbial rock and hard place. We all want more of something in our lives, so we tend to push the barriers to progress towards that thing as far as we can. However, we often find in pursuing pleasure, we go too far and end up with pain rather than the pleasure we thought we would be getting. If only we didn't have so much debt, or if we just had a little bit more income, then things would be fine. But when things are fine, we start to think and start pushing the boundaries again. Wouldn't it be great if we could just have such and such or do so and so? Next thing you know, we are back in pain. Not because we choose to be, but because sometimes something comes along that we didn't anticipate and we're under stress yet again. We have problems. Now, these little problems come in many shapes and sizes, but they almost always have the same outcome. If your car breaks down, you spend more money on it, and the car problems become a money problem. If your dog gets sick, you visit the vet, and the dog problem becomes a money problem. If your friends visit and invite you to go out to dinner and you don't want to admit to being broke, but you go out anyway and have dinner, that becomes a money problem. Or you bump into a street sign while parking and you dent your car. You decide to turn it into a money problem because the excess of your insurance is more than you can afford right now. But as a result, you drive a car with a dent that you really don't like. Or one of the kids gets sick and the medicine costs a truckload. Your child's sickness becomes a money problem. You bought a new car thinking repayments would be manageable, but a year later, you have struggled 12 times in a row to make the repayments and you realize your emotional decision turned into a money problem. You bought an investment property, but it costs more to own than the income it generates. So even your decision to try and get ahead is a money problem. It all comes back to money. All of these things create problems in our lives that we really could do without. In fact, for all sorts of reasons, we have so many things in our lives that put financial pressure on us. There are many problems we simply feel we cannot solve. We don't decide not to solve them, but we just feel like we are not in a position to solve them. As a result, they just fester in the background, making us more and more frustrated in our lives. Almost all problems, regardless of what they are, end up causing us financial pressure. Almost everything comes back to money. Every relationship turns into money problems. You can't get away from it. So, of all your problems that need solving, if you had no money problems, you could just solve all the others. Now, I know no one has so much money that they can't find a problem they can't solve, but hopefully you know what I'm saying here. We all know money does not make life perfect, but not having money can sure make it imperfect. We don't get help with money problems. So, here's my point today. Not solving problems, letting the dog die or driving a sick car with scratches and dents all over it, fighting with your spouse over stupid things that are really driven by money pressures, not taking enough holidays, or not spending more time with your family, and so on, all come back to one thing. We need to become better with money. But the problem is, we don't really know how. A real important observation here is to make is that when it comes to money problems, most people do not go looking for someone else to help diagnose and cure the problem. We don't have any spare money that we want to spend at the money doctor. And if we did, we would rather spend it on pushing the pleasure boundaries further. So we just dig in deeper and hope for better times to come. Of course, hope is not a valid solution to a problem. Action is the only solution. You can't afford to not solve your problems. Robert Kiyosaki tells a story of his rich dad told about him about a man who had a toothache. He had no money to see the dentist, so he put it off getting it looked at. Over time, the tooth became infected and the man became ill. He started missing days at work because of his ill health, and he eventually got sacked and lost his job because he was away so often. Eventually, his house was repossessed, and he had to go and sleep on a park bench and beg for food, all because he did not solve this one simple problem in the first place. The price of thinking he could not afford a solution to his little problem was infinitely less than the price he ultimately paid. So what's your attitude? Now, if someone comes along offering to help you to get better with your money, what is your attitude? I don't have a problem? Is that your attitude? Or I need to do this all on my own? Or I'm planning on winning the lotto? Things will get better when I just get over this current hump. Perhaps more than anything, the more common attitude is, I can't afford it, and anyone offering to help will just want to rip me off. Now, this is very common, self-preservation type response. But if you think about it, if your car breaks down, you get it fixed because you don't get all suspicious about the mechanic making money out of your car problem. Nor do you think that the vet is crooked because you take your dog and they're going to diagnose and they're going to make you pay lots and lots. You simply just have a problem and you need a solution and you understand that you need to pay for it. So who can you trust? For some strange reason, 95% of us are all not doing as well as we would like financially because we are so suspicious that we would be ripped off if we look to someone else for money help. The fact that we all have heard of people being ripped off backs our suspicion. But in reality, there are shonky operators in all walks of life, and that's not a valid excuse. Solve your money problems. My message today is simple. Solve your money problems. Let me repeat that. Solve your money problems. Don't just hope for a better financial future. Don't just keep doing what you've been doing in the past and expecting a different outcome. Don't blame shonky operators as your reason for not doing something. And don't say that you can't afford it, because in getting your finances sorted out, you will in turn get a lot of other problems sorted out as well. You won't find the solution in what you have been doing in the past because it produces your current outcome. You will have to do something different. It might seem like there are no solutions, but there are always and almost always solutions. It is often a matter of priorities. What do you focus on? Why do you spend your spare time and your money on? If learning how to become wealthy is not on your list of priorities, but it is on your wish list, it is obvious you need to make some changes. In life, you don't get brownie points for how many problems you have and you put up with, but you get rewarded when you overcome your problems. At the Spending Planners Institute, we train spending planners to help people like you solve their money problems. So if you've been thinking about taking control of your money and that it's all too hard, get a spending planner to help you. Contact me, Sherry Dumbrell, to get you help and help you solve your money problems. I'm extremely passionate about helping people take care of their money. The benefit you will get from working with a spending planner will be far more than the cost of what you will learn during the process and will benefit you the rest of your life. So act today and finally solve your money problems, because I have the answer.